A Hunter Who Is Not Allowed to Hunt. That's the story in the award-winning Australian film Charlie's Country. It's playing in Manhattan, and it opens Friday in Los Angeles. And critic Bob Mondello says the movie is worth hunting down when it opens elsewhere around the country.
The crevices in Charlie's careworn face look as deep as any crevasse in the Australian outback. He's sitting in a government-provided tin roof shack on territory where his Aboriginal ancestors once roamed free, where he once roamed free, in fact. Now his community is supervised by Luke, a white policeman with whom Charlie has a jokily profane relationship.
G'day, Luke.
G'day, Charlie.
You white bastard.
You black bastard.
But they're not on equal footing. Though Charlie's in his mid-60s, he's treated as a sort of wayward child by the authorities. He and all the people in what amounts to a reservation receive benefits, government housing, health care that whisks them to a nearby city in emergencies, even if they protest that they want to stay in their homeland. But they're not permitted to do what they've done for generations, live off the land. Charlie and a friend go out to hunt and bring down a buffalo, then get pulled over by a policeman who looks at their guns.
You got a license?
License? We're not going to drive them. We're just going to shoot them.
Smart ass.
Charlie's gun is taken away, and Luke doesn't seem to hear him when he tries to get it back.
Right. And we'll put you down as a recreational shooter.
What? Recreational? Hunting is not recreational. It's the food.
You still need a license.
How much are you going to cost me?
$60.
$60 to buy my gun back?
Charlie, you're not getting your gun back. It's been confiscated.
So Charlie cuts down a sapling in the woods and whittles himself a handmade spear that he's carrying home when Luke drives by.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Luke.
What do you got there?
I made a spear. Hunting spear.
Wow. It's incredible, but I'm going to have to take it.
What?
Well, you can't just go walking through town with a dangerous weapon.
It's not a dangerous weapon. It's a hunting spear.
The indignities just keep coming, and Charlie keeps resisting, mumbling to himself that he once danced as a boy in a ceremony for the Queen of England, which makes him look stubborn, or heroic, depending on who's doing the looking, and on what they know about his past. You could say the same about this movie. Charlie is played by David Gulpilil, who 44 years ago starred in the movie Walkabout, playing an Aboriginal youth who rescued two white children who'd been abandoned in the outback. He had quite a film career for a while, appearing in more than 24 movies, including Crocodile Dundee and even The Right Stuff. More recently, he's fallen on harder times. Director Rolf Dahir has been telling interviewers he made Charlie's Country not just as a social document about his government's insensitive policies, but also to help get a troubled David Gulpilil back on track. The film gets some of its power from the fact that Charlie's story tracks pretty closely with that of the actor playing him, but just some of its power. Gulpilil is giving a genuinely wrenching performance, and as Charlie faces down disappointment and inadvertent cruelty, he becomes almost majestic in his quiet. The landscape is majestic too, and comes to seem desperately sad. I'm Bob Mondello.